You are now at place number 6, standing by the metal screen around All Saints Chapel. You will notice the sharp contrast between the enclosed acoustic of the crypt and the high vaulted aisle. The chapel is enclosed by a fine wrought iron screen over 9 feet or nearly 3 meters high. It was designed by Sir Walter Tapper. He was consulting architect to the Dean and Chapter from 1908 to 1935 and designed much of the Minster's 20th century furnishings and ironwork. The screen, made up of quatrefoils or four leaf shapes, is based upon one in a chapel in Siena, Italy. Also notable among the 20th century furniture is the woodwork of Robert Thompson of Kilburn in Yorkshire. He is perhaps better known as the Mouse Man. All his furniture is signed with a small carved mouse. There are seats made by him at the back of the Lady Chapel, your next stop. Face the screen and turn to your left. Walk forward into the Lady Chapel to find the long wooden 18th century seats with arms in the centre. Sit down on the nearest one. Switch off now and switch on again when you are seated. You are now in the Lady Chapel, which is in honour of the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. The chapel is spatially a continuation of the choir, so the same style of perpendicular architecture was used. You will hear that it is an open space, with the sound of the area of the choir coming in from behind you, and the sound ahead reflecting off the large expanse of glass in the great east window. Sit and enjoy some music in this splendid setting, played on a chamber organ made in 1801. Its restoration was undertaken in memory of Sir Edward Bairstow, composer of the anthem you listened to earlier. The piece is Voluntary in A by the 18th century composer William Selby, who found fame in America.
As you have heard, you're facing the great east window, the largest area of medieval stained glass in the world. It is almost the same size as a tennis court, 23.2 metres, or 76 feet, by 9.8 metres, or 32 feet. It was glazed between 1405 and 1408 by John Thornton, a glazier from Coventry, who was contracted to complete the window in 3 years for a payment of £58. The window shows scenes from the Old Testament and the revelation of St. John the Divine, as well as figures associated with Christianity in the north of England. In medieval times, when few people could read, stained glass was one way of teaching them about the Bible and the saints. The glass in this window has many patches of red and blue, and is much lighter than the Five Sisters window. At the other end of the cathedral is the great west window, given by Archbishop William Melton in 1338. The top central part of the stone tracery resembles a heart shape, so this window is known as the Heart of Yorkshire. The glass depicts New Testament scenes as well as apostles and archbishops. By now you will have realized that the Minster has a remarkable amount of stained and painted glass of very high quality, dating from the 12th to the 20th century. There are over 2 million pieces of glass in the windows here. Fortunately, it escaped destruction during the Siege of York in the 17th century Civil War. During the Second World War, 80 of the major windows were removed for safety. After their return, much restoration work was carried out, notably under the direction of Dean Milner White. Today, the glass is cared for by the York Glaziers Trust, an organization set up in 1967 to care for the Minster's glass and indeed to restore good glass from any source.
You are now at the end of the tour. Please return to the nave, by the south choir aisle and the south aisle, to find a seat as you did in the beginning. This guide has been researched, scripted, and recorded by Dogrow Sound of Ludlow. The guide finishes with a recording from the Sunday morning sung Eucharist, which takes place in the nave. You will hear the blessing, dismissal, and then some extemporized organ music as the choir processes down the nave. As they return eastwards along the north aisle, they sing Psalm 150, with the boy choristers leading the choir away. We hope that you have enjoyed your tour and will come back again to visit this magnificent building. Switch off now, and switch on again when you are seated in the nave.